The Pastor's Podcast with the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, welcome to the Living Hope Pastor's Podcast. Today I want to share with you some thoughts regarding a leader who failed. Now, that's not to be negative, but it's more to look at a leader and just see how they failed. Could they have avoided failure? And I think most certainly in almost every case they could. We know that there was a headquarters at one time in Israel at Shiloh. We often think of places like Jerusalem, but there was this period of time when the headquarters where very important things were happening at Shiloh. And one of the things we know was that the Ark of the Covenant was kept there. And we know that there were sacrifices made. People would have come to Shiloh and to the priest, to Eli, in order to invite him to perform his priestly duties. But some of you will know the story, but we see that this is all going to unfold in a very dramatic and a very sad way. And one of the key factors that seems to be at work is that Eli is not taking seriously the behaviour of his sons. It doesn't mean he was completely oblivious to it, but he did not take the authority, the father's role, to say enough is enough, you cannot do that. And we know that this must have been going on for quite some time, because it's not just once or twice. Eli is distracted. Eli, for whatever reason, does not seem to have the courage to confront and deal with Hophni and Phinehas. And these two boys, they're getting up to terrible things in the temple. One of the things, it seems, is that they were taking the offerings and they were choosing best pieces of meat for themselves, and they were offering the rest, as it were, to God. But we know that God's word makes it very clear. That's not the right way round. You offer the best, and if there's something left over, you might be able to enjoy it. But that was one of the things, greed. But there was something else that possibly was a lot worse, and that is they seemed to be sleeping with prostitutes in the area of the altar, in the area of the place of sacrifice. And this immorality had reached quite a high level. And the whole contempt of their behaviour was just despicable for the house of God and for the priesthood. Now, as I've said, I don't quite know why Eli seemed to be so slow to challenge this. We know he was old. We know that he perhaps was weak, physically weak. But at the end of the day, he still should have stood up to those boys and said, look, you cannot behave like this. But he didn't. We know that brought into his care was Samuel. And Samuel came along, and again, it's really sad, in fact, because God starts to speak to Samuel. And again, you may well be familiar with the story, how the boy hears a voice, goes to the old priest, and the priest says, no, I didn't call you, go and lay down. We know this happens three times. It's the third time that Eli has given him the advice, just say, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. And here's the irony. What goes on next is that Samuel is told about this sin and this bad behavior of the priest's sons. Now, when Eli wakes up the next morning, he says to Samuel, "You've got to tell me what God said. I don't want you to hold back. May you even reap the judgment of God if you don't tell me what happened." And Samuel says, "Well, this is what God has said. He is deeply disturbed about the behavior of your sons. And in fact, what's going to happen is that there's going to be terrible judgment." And the old man listens and he knows this is true. But you see, here's the second challenge, that he knows the boys are behaving badly and he's failing to tackle them. He knows that God is aware of what's happening and he's not prepared to face the judgment of God, even though he is aware of what God is saying about all this. Well, we know that the story unfolds, and what happens is that the ark is taken into battle, which was a really bad thing to do, and the sons are killed. And when the report comes back, Eli falls off the stool he's sitting on, breaks his neck and dies. We need to be very careful to watch our family, to watch our personal behavior. We need to be very vigilant to not just know what God is saying, but when God is pointing out something, we must act. We cannot ignore it. Otherwise, God's judgment will fall. If you want your ministry to be blessed, keep an eye on all areas of your life, and above all, listen to God and do what's right. God bless you.
If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.